Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. Funny seeing you here.
That's right. Hi, everyone. Funny feeling you here in the ethos with us as we record the podcast. I'm Jen Sullivan.
I'm Jess Matlin. Jen is recording from upstate.
That's right. I'm coming to you. Remember you told me to manifest myself a house upstate? Wait a second. Did I?
Jen, I'm not joking around. First of all, I don't really know how I feel about this. No, I'm not a huge manifester
person. For those listeners who weren't here, I think it was like two episodes ago, Jess fell in love with literary candles, mm-hmm. a line of candles that like makes spaces smell like other space, like New York inspired, whatever. There was an upstate cabin one. I sort of teased you when you were like, light the candle, manifest yourself a cabin upstate. And I was like, uh-huh, like that's going to work.
You're like, bullshit,
here
bullshit.
I am recording from upstate, not from my cabin.
But then I had
a
great conversation with Mr. Dick Page last week. And we talked about this kind of idea of manifesting. And like, yeah, like you make your own destiny. You do you.
Yeah, so which is it, Jess?
I'm a little kind of like, I'm a little bit in between because I do think that there is a little bit of, I'm kind of more on the Dick side. Because I do think if everyone could just manifest, like people would be manifesting their way out of like hunger.
Yeah. Or could I manifest my student
abusive
loans away?
Situations?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Or like all of the bad things that happen, it puts it on the person like, oh, you didn't do enough to get yourself out of that situation when lots of things aren't people's fault.
Well, I think most of life is luck. I do believe that. But
yeah,
I do think,
yes,
exactly. I'm a very adamant about that. But I do think I've seen with my own two eyes, and certainly in having chatted with lots of people on the show, I do think that people, the power of will and want and hard work is a lot. So I think it's like those two things.
Yeah, there's a theme of a lot of the founders and or very successful people in their spaces of beauty or celebrity that we've talked to. None of them were just sitting lazy there. You know, they worked hard, but they also had that element of, I believed it and luck.
Yes. But there's also, you just said it. Yeah. Luck too. It's a soup. It's a soup.
It's soup.
It's a soup.
The candle can't hurt.
The candle cannot hurt, Jen. And
what? And here I am, live from upstate.
I believe in magic. I do. I believe in wanting something to be, and maybe a miracle will happen.
We got to work hard. Can that just set us off for this episode? Like, that's our energy we're going to take through this whole episode. I want that.
Yeah, I believe in it's a combo. So this is a really kind of separate conversation. We could offline about it.
I think we just online about it, and I hope you guys are all thinking about it too. We're going to talk about the beauty news. I do have a little note for everyone. Speaking of like magic and manifestation, it's August. It's hot. We need to reconnect with our families and friends and take a little vacation. So we're taking a little break before we come back with like a strong fall season. We're going to be off next week, and then we're doing, I think, 3 replay episodes. So by the last week of August, we will be back with you with fresh content. Throughout this, by the way, we have intros prepared to these interviews. We selected some content to bring back and resurface it because it's timely. So even though we won't be here like the whole month, there's new stuff coming. But next week, the second
week
of August,
we didn't forget about you guys. That's what
we didn't forget about you, but there are no new episodes next week. So just today and Friday, and then we're taking the week off, just so you know.
Jen, you have I'm excited for when you return, like this is like super real return, not like return in the intros. You will have gone on an amazing trip. I'm not going to tell anyone where you're going.
I will. Oh. At some point.
Yes. Yeah. So you will just have some stories to share.
I sure will. And I hope you will too. Hey, let's do this magical episode together, shall we? We've got news for you. We've got wands. We've got raise our magic wands. Yes, they are mascara wands. I like to remind people sometimes because it's taken on its own like meaning to a lot of our Fat Mascara fam. Raise a wand. Like it's very Harry Potter sounding. We just came up with that like because we were like, hey, Fat Mascara, raise your mascara wand. So anyway, we're going to do that at the end of the episode. For anybody who's new to the pod, new to the family and doesn't know the lingo yet. There you go. You ready?
Let's do it.
I mean, there was no way I wasn't starting off the news with the headline that Glossier will now be available in Sephora. So starting early next year, 2023, the brand will be stocked at certain Sephora stores and online. One article I read, and this was in Business of Fashion, said, quote, the golden age of direct-to-consumer is over.
Wow.
Do you think that's true?
I think those kind of brands hit a ceiling at some point. They want to expand, you know?
Yeah, I also think you discover by seeing it in person. Like there's so many products I've missed because if I don't get it in my stupid algorithm, my feed, my little echo chamber, I'm not going to see it. But strolling through Sephora, how am I not going to not see it, you know?
Yeah, they want to reach customers who maybe aren't, you know, we'd like to think the whole world is on Instagram or like being served up things in the algorithm. But I know that over 50% of people discover beauty in stores. You know, they shop for beauty in stores. You know, we like to think that the world is totally online, but they're not. So why would somebody, a brand who's trying to grow and who has the capability to grow in that way, which we know Glossier does, why would they say no to that opportunity?
Yeah, big news. Okay, here's something interesting I just discovered that you guys might know about, but I'm not sure, so I want to share it with you. So according to data cited by the retailer Beauty Heroes, this is sad news, actually. 40 to 70% of sustainability claims made by beauty brands may be exaggerated, misleading, or false. So like if you see a beauty brand say, oh, it's recyclable packaging or made with post-consumer waste or we have Leaping Buddy certification, I feel like we often just take them at face value. We're like, okay, you do.
I think I want to take Leaping Bunny out of this because I think Leaping Bunny is actually extremely difficult to get.
No, they are. But there are brands that will take the picture, put it on, and say they're certified without having gotten the certification.
That is messed up. And you know what?
This 40 to 70% claim is about. Not the certifying bodies. Those are all legit. The brands that co-opt the certified seal or co-opt language saying they are greener or more animal friendly than they actually are. How are we to know?
Right? Shame.
Okay, agreed. But guess what? So there's this cool company that Beauty Hero started working with, which is how I heard about this, that is now verifying those claims for you in real time. It's called Provenance. Very cool technology. You're going to love this because there's the blockchain. The blockchain is involved. It's a sustainability technology platform that verifies sustainability and social impact claims made by beauty companies and stores that verification, that proof on the blockchain, and makes those proof points available to conscious consumers like you and me. So I demoed this for you to see how it works in real time. Okay. There are a couple e-tailers that do this, a couple brands that do this. For example, Pi. I went over to their website and some of their claims are on there and they have this little button and it says Provenance Verified. You click the button and then claim by claim, it checks against the blockchain and gives you a little check like verified. Yes, they actually do have the Leaping Buddy certification. We just looked at their stored, you know, signed official claims that they do. And you watch it check off everything for you. They also do it at a bunch of retailers like Beauty Heroes, also Cult Beauty. You'll notice these are retailers that are bigger in the UK, which I believe is where Provenance got its start. But if you go over to Cult Beauty, right, the UK-based beauty retailer, like, and you click on Olaplex products, they don't have the little Provenance button. And I'm like, take that as you will. They're not like, you know, a clean beauty trying to make that claim or whatever. But just think about that if you're a conscious consumer. But if you go over to Ren, for example, they have it, which means you can click the button and watch them go through all of Ren's claims that they make and see whether or not they're true. So my thing is like, if you're a brand that's making these claims and not even using Provenance, why not? Like, shouldn't I want to see the proof. Show me the receipts. This is what they're doing. They're going to verify it because why am I such a cynic that I think that there, I know that there are brands. Beauty Heroes did the study. 40 to 70% of those claims aren't true.
I'm not surprised by that estimate at all. And I'm not surprised. Well, that estimate sounds right because you said 40 to 70%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the type of the claim. And I think with recycled packaging, I've been on the back end of discussions about this. Companies that know that their packaging is not recyclable, what do we do? How do we like make it seem like it's more eco-friendly than it is? And they're not going to lie, but they'll like use wording that isn't verifiable. So the brands that do verify, that have Leaping Bunny, that use post-consumer recycled waste, for another one was the Soil Association, you know, the Cosmos Natural Soil Association. It helps verify organic like soil and all of that. Like if you have that verification, get Provenance and like show the receipts to everyone. I'm like,
I love that.
I'm all about this.
Yeah. I think, you know, the more kind of standardization and the more we can hold brands accountable to using the word sustainable and like define what that means, the better, because there's just nothing to it. It's like, it's just gloopity gloop. But everyone's like, oh my God,
greenwashing.
Yeah.
Right? Greenwashing.
Yeah.
And that actually brings me to the next thing I wanted to talk about. So I wrote a story for Allure. You know, you guys know I still write as a freelancer for a bunch of different publications. So I just wrote a story for Allure. It's called The Science of Natural Beauty. Side note, I did not realize it was in, I hadn't gotten the print issue yet. It's online, but it's also print. You remember the Kim Kardashian cover? Mm-hmm. And people were all like, I can't believe that the cover line is The Science of Natural Beauty next to a picture of Kim Kardashian.
Sure.
That was not the cover line associated with Kim. Her cover line was on the other side. That was actually my story. Which I didn't realize. I was like, I don't know, because you see it next to a picture and you think it's about the picture. It was actually referring to the story that I wrote that is in the story. So I had never, I've written for Allure before, but never on anything that touches on green and sustainability. And I was really impressed the way that they made me verify some of the things that I was saying. They are, you know, they don't use the word recyclable for packaging anymore. They started this maybe a year ago because they think it's, there's no way to verify it. So the one of the things was, for example, I was talking about vegan beauty products and I made the statement that they're actually, one of my sources did, that they're better for the environment because you're not, there's no animal production. And we all know that making animals for meat or lanolin or whatever it is, animals produce methane gases. Mm-hmm. They're a big harm to the environment. They use up a lot more water than like growing a plant or whatever. We all know that in theory, right? Like,
I hope so.
Well, Allure made me freaking go find a report, which was harder to do than you would think. So I had to find research that shows no, by like pound, like raising an animal versus raising a plant, an animal actually is worse for the environment. And it's not always the case because there are certain crops that like take up a lot of water or use pesticides and might create some more methane gas than like an organic farm raising cows, you know? So It's hard to but anyway,
chopping down the forest, and it's making it's the land that you're also taking away to produce this and feeding the animal and all that.
Right. But so even though we think some of these things with these claims that we've heard are true, like they were making me actually find the truth in some of them. And a lot of the beauty products that were making these environmental claims, I couldn't repeat them in the story because it just it did not hold up to a closer inspection. I'm not going to name which brands I could not talk about the way the brand would like me to talk about. I'll name one that I thought was doing something cool. So the story really was not just about vegan beauty. It was also about like new botanicals and things like that. And the thing that came across to me, a lot of it, I'm just like, oh, well, you put in a new botanical, it does more of the same. But fermentation really got to me. And I got a bunch of sources that were like, no, fermentation is legit. And so I'll just share with you one thing and one product. This chemist I talked to, Krupa Koestlein, she's a cosmetic chemist that works in the clean space a lot. She said the metabolic process of fermentation breaks down some of the larger molecules in the raw materials, so they're more bioavailable, which means they're more effective when applied topically. So no matter what your ingredient is, once it's been fermented, it's getting into your skin more effectively. And there were a couple other experts that backed her up on that. So I was like, that actually makes sense to me. And there was a new brand. Have you heard of the brand Olos?
Olos? No, I haven't.
No, it's from Italy and it's based on aloe. And you might be thinking like, aloe, it's been around forever, right? Like everybody knows it's soothing, but like, it's not very exciting. Well, they double ferment the aloe. So take the aloe and the soothing properties that you already know it has and just like boost them up with the fermentation. Like, why isn't everything fermented? I'm like, yes, give me all of the fermentation. I want that for all of my beauty products. So that was one of like the fun takeaways. The other one, which of course I talked to Dr. Ranella Hirsch about it too. And she was so funny. And she was just like, it came down to what I think too, which is you cannot say clean or science, which is better. You have to pick and choose. And the brand CocoKind, you know, Priscilla.
Oh, yeah. Owns, you like the floss, right?
She's I like the what? What did you say?
Don't they make floss? Oh, that's CocoKind. My bad.
I was like, wrong Coco. I do like Coco floss too. No, CocoKind makes skincare, but they're really transparent about each ingredient, where it comes from, in a way that a lot of other brands aren't. So you can go on their website and see, oh, why is their ceramide, you know, lab made? And why is they pick lab made glycerin, but yet botanical of this ingredient? And she will tell you for every ingredient why she went with a synthetic versus a natural. And, you know, natural isn't always better for the environment too. It's big. It's like a big like thing that I think most people don't realize. They just think, oh, rose extract. Have you seen a rose field? Do you know how much water it takes and how much land usage to get a rose field? Like, meanwhile, you have a lab, one guy in 2 minutes, bibbidi bop, a couple molecules, and we have, you know, a rose skin set.
Yeah.
I'm not saying one is better than the other, but just read the article. I thought it was good. And also, I thought it was fascinating that, like, I was guilty of greenwashing in a way. I just say these things about the environment without being able to back them up. And I liked being held accountable.
Well, I'm glad that Allure is sticking to those journalistic standards, because everything in media, or at least beauty media right now, I shouldn't say everything. That's a big generalization. But many publications, you know, they have to put out a lot of content and they have to put it out fast. The pressure is on for our beauty colleagues.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy to hear that Allure is still so rigorous in their reporting.
Yeah. Especially for things that ends up in the print magazine. Because, I mean, that story I worked on for 2 months with the editor, and there was a lot of, you know, research that went into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Being held accountable. That's my segue to this next thing. Perfume on a plane. There is a debate going on. It started in the Am I the Asshole forum on Reddit, you know, AITA. And it has spilled, and it's beauty adjacent, and it has spilled over into Twitter and spilled over into...
Wait, can you
into
just quickly define? I only found out about the Am I the Asshole forum like a few months ago.
AITA.
Yeah.
I believe it started on Reddit, but it's basically like the idea of, here's the story that happened to me. I don't think I did anything wrong, but I'm a good person. So you guys tell me, am I the asshole?
I think that is the funniest thing, and it's actually kind of scary, because I think... You might be surprised by some of the answers sometimes.
Well, I'm also surprised some of the times. I think it's great to post those things, because we don't know what we don't know until we get the opinions of others to help us form. So here's the current debate going on. So we're going to weigh
in. Okay.
This guy wants to know if he's the asshole. All right. Here's what he wrote on Reddit.
Okay.
20th hour of travel for him. 3-hour delay on my final 1-hour flight. A pretty peppy young lady sits in the middle seat. Me, he says he's a middle-aged white male in the window. It's very standard on Reddit to like identify that way. So he's not being weird by doing that. She already reeked of perfume, but she pulls out a heavily odorific hand sanitizer and slathers herself. I am literally sick to my stomach, but I hold my tongue thinking it would wane soon. It didn't. Minutes later, as I peek out from under my mask to adjust the air vent, she asks if I'll open the blind for her to see. I say yes, but grumpy me lets out a, quote, "Your fragrance is very strong." And she says, sorry, sheepishly. He bears his, I'm back in first person. My stomach sickness is exhausted silence for the rest of the flight. When we land, she turns to me and claims she has no sense of smell, that I made her flight very uncomfortable, and I should be more sensitive to what other people are going through. And I kept my cool, but I told her she should not use fragrance next time she flies. Honestly, the moment I left the plane, I smelt and felt better. So the question is, am I the asshole for speaking up? Jess Matlin, you're on Reddit. You're replying. Is he the asshole?
I feel badly that she doesn't have a sense of smell. That's got to be rough. But I feel like she shouldn't have rocked up on a plane with a lot of fragrance unless she like plumb forgot. Like sometimes I'll forget.
So in general, do you wear perfume on a plane?
If I know I'm going, like if it's the morning and I'm going to JFK and I've got a flight, I'm not putting on perfume. No.
Right. I agree. And my first thought was like, if she can't smell it, why is she spraying perfume? And stupid me.
She has hand sanitizer. She's not putting on the hand sanitizer.
No, she's wearing perfume as well. But stupid me, not realizing my experience is not the world's experience. Some of the top voted comments were like, I also have no sense of smell. So I wear fragrance because I'm afraid I smell badly. And I try and like cover it up with the perfume, which I was like, oh, I hadn't even thought that might be what she was doing. But because I was also like, you don't know if you're self-conscious, you might think perfume will fix it. I mean, to me, I'd think like, well, how am I going to know if I overdo it? But it all ultimately comes down to, should he have said something?
So he said to her, your sense of smell is very...
Your fragrance is very strong.
If I were him, I would not have said something because she's already wearing it. What is she supposed to do? She can't get rid of it. It's like she's like spraying more on her.
Exactly.
If I were him, I would not have said something. And also like, this sounds quite gendered, but like if I were a man, I just wouldn't have said something like that to like a young lady. As like an older man, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's a bit scary. If someone said that to me, there's a power dynamic there.
I would have felt very uncomfortable too. Now, listen, we all go through the world and I'm not expecting the world to just be perfect for me in a little bubble and everything's nice. Like, of course I'm going to have moments of uncomfortableness, but it's like, was this like unnecessary? I think so because she couldn't fix it at that point.
That's what I mean. It's like she can't undo it. If she kept on spraying, I would have been like, I'm so sorry, but I'm allergic. Yes. So would you mind just not spraying that? Like I would have said something
or
like
even
that.
If it was a hand sanitizer, she sprayed it and you were like, that smells really strongly to me. Do you mind not spraying it? That's good. She can take action. But if she already has a scent about her, she can't change that right now. So all you're doing is making her feel badly.
Yeah.
For what? So you're still going to be nauseous.
Yeah. I think asshole is a bit strong. I think he was... Like,
well, this is
unnecessary. Yeah, it was unnecessary. But I think that he posted it because he probably feels badly.
He did. And I think he wanted to learn from it and understand why what he did made her uncomfortable, which is what most of the comments were trying to explain. And what you said, probably with the power dynamic too. But for me,
Maybe that's old fashioned to me though. Maybe I'm being old fashioned. Like, oh, so who cares if he, but there's something about like, if like, I don't know, when a man like speaks to me, in like some kind of way.
About something intimate, which is perfume.
Exactly.
I spray it on my skin.
It's like, please.
Yeah, if you didn't like her like top because it was cut a certain, like you're not going to, you're talking about another person's body and there's something
I didn't like about that aspect.
I agree, but I like that he posted here and that's why I like this forum because it means that the person who's posting is like, there's something less asshole-y about you off the bat because you're wanting to know why what you did was wrong. But
totally.
I will say, public service announcement here, I'm not going to wear perfume on a plane going forward because I think I can't smell it or whatever. Or I might think it's subtle and like it might not be the person next to me. Only on a plane.
You are absolutely correct. It's like when someone brings like stinky food like in like a bus or something.
But I am that person.
You bring like food?
No,
like,
I can't help it. One time I bought a tuna sandwich and the minute I opened my tuna sandwich, I realized, you know, it had onions on it and I know everybody around me could smell it, but I was hungry.
Right. And I would never say, excuse me. I would never do that.
About my sandwich?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? It's out. You're enjoying it. Like you just kind of like let it be.
It's true. And
the
also
plane
like,
is a horror show for everyone. Like you just got to suck it up.
Isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was funny because usually it's not beauty related in this forum. And I was like, oh, that's a good one. I want to bring that to the fam.
It is good. Weigh in, folks. Weigh in.
Yeah. I will. We need a AITA, but like the beauty AITA. Yeah. All right. I'm going to end on an up note. I'm going to end on
AITA.
Jess's. Yeah. I'm going to end on Jess's favorite kind of like small, local, but also fun story. It's not that local.
Wait, can we rewind just 1 second? You know where you are, the A? You know where you absolutely, I don't care.
When?
Okay. And you won't get a comment from me, but you will get a horrified face.
Which is?
When people tend to their nails, when they clip their nails in a public setting.
Yes. And you know what? I might even say something.
You will?
Oh, do you mind not doing that?
No, I don't want to get like...
Okay, I probably wouldn't have the balls to do it.
You just don't know. But I just feel like people are wild right now, and I just don't want to
You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. The sound. Even the sound of the privacy sound. Of my home. It's something weird and... Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, okay moving happy. Onward and upward. Salt and Straw, a small chain of ice cream shops that's... you know it? You know Salt and Straw?
I do.
Okay, so they have 27 shops about. They just launched a new menu item, ice cream perfume. Okay, have you ever noticed that ice cream doesn't have a scent? I'll be perfectly honest, I didn't until I read this. I was like, oh wait, yeah, it's strawberry ice cream, but it's not like it smells like a bowl of strawberries. Well, apparently the scent molecules, when they're brought to freezing temperature, as you would when you're making ice cream, they're slower to release, which means ice cream is one of the foods that is noticeably devoid of aroma. So the ice cream makers over at Salt and Straw, they worked with Imaginary Authors, a Portland perfume house, you know, known for the fragrances, to create three edible perfumes, a cloud of cocoa, a plume of blooms, and a swoon of citrus. And so you can get these sprayed on your ice cream. Say you get your vanilla ice cream, but you want a little cocoa nuance to it. For 50 cents, they'll spritz it on. It enhances the whole experience of eating it, gives you something new. Great. You can also buy them and wear them for $65 a bottle. What do you think of that?
I think it's so imaginative. It's so Willy Wonka. I think it's something fun for like your next kind of like, you know, fun night in with your friends, your partner, your family, your kids. This is, it's a little upscale. I will say we're talking, this is not friendlies, but you know, that's
little
fun.
Ice cream night and buy the edible sprays. And also
there's
to me, the
4 weeks of summer left. Come on.
I didn't take you to science corner. I'm sorry, but like that's a little science. I had no idea scent molecules release slower when they were frozen. I mean, I guess I knew that intrinsically, but not like I've never heard it said out loud. Yeah. Why doesn't ice cream smell really strongly like a beautiful baked good that just came out of the oven or soup? So the hotter a food is, the more the aroma carries.
It makes sense. Like think about like in the heat, like something smells worse, like hot garbage versus like New York City garbage in the winter versus New York City garbage in the summer.
Absolutely. And I know this. They even when we talk about perfume tips and getting fragrance, like the body heat helps the odor release more and it smells more. But I never thought about the converse, which is, you know, frozen means you're not going to get a lot of scent unless you get ice cream perfume.
Love that. So. Ice cream perfume for all.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E,
quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. And I've got to say, Emily, thank you so much for understanding the assignment.
Hey, Jess and Jen and the Fat Mascara team. This is Emily, longtime listener. I wanted to raise a wand to Kosas Revealer Super Creamy and Brightening Concealer. I know it's not really in Jess's list, but I guess it is brightening. This is a cruelty-free brand, which we love. The concealer itself is, like it says, very creamy. It's buildable, creates sort of a dewy, healthy looking skin look, and I find it does wear well throughout the entire day. Yeah, so hopefully someone can enjoy this concealer as well. All right, thanks for everything that you do. Look forward to the pod every week. All right, bye.
All right, that was a good one. That was a good one, Emily. If you want to share your raise a wand, email us at info@fatmascara.com, send a little voice memo, call us 646-481-8182. Listen, I'm going away like we discussed at the beginning of the show, but I will be listening to your voicemails even while on vacation because they delight me to know and I love, love, love listening to you guys. I'll let the assignment hold till the end of the summer. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, totally. brightening.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Home is a haven.
Make your home a haven. But we also accept like other things. So if there's like a nail polish you love, that's fine. The eyeliner or whatever. It's not a beauty product that you have to buy, but it's absolutely adjacent to our, it's about getting your beauty sleep. So it's not like a CVS, like, you know, Nordstrom kind of product.
Okay.
I'm all about making the home a haven in my own kind of, you know, slapdash way. And at night, my favorite thing is to, like, after my shower, I get under my covers, face all, like, moisturized up. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, thank God. Like, another day down. We survived. We did it. Now that it's, like, summer, I have my Dyson fan. It's amazing. This is amazing at sound. I put the Dyson fan on if it's, like, especially hot. And my new thing is putting on some, like, sleep music. I should really actually put it through a speaker. Right now it's by my phone. That's a little sad. I put on this thing called Ocean Sleepy. It's on Spotify.
Ocean Sleepy?
Ocean Sleepy.
Oh.
And it's like, I'll name some of the tracks. Tranquil Ocean, Beach Zen, Rough Ocean Surf, my favorite, Windy Winter Beach. Between the heavy.
Oh, that's the best track when that one slaps. Oh. When that comes on, you're like, yes, that's my banger.
I'm out cold usually by that point, unless something's bothering me. Okay.
Oh, how many tracks? So they're in the same order, or do you like, well, you know, oh no, I made it to
sometimes I like
Stormy Ocean. I better be asleep by now.
Like if you let it go, like you can kind of like flip on to like other things that you might like, but I'm out usually like in a few minutes because I'm so exhausted, but also this makes you feel. It like calms the brain. If I don't have it, it takes me longer to fall asleep now. It's so relaxing. If you have a fan, I tell you, get the fan going, get your favorite blanket and put this on, close your eyes. Maybe you need a sleep mask. I don't know what you need to keep you going. It's so sensorial. Oh, and you know that I like a pillow spray. We've talked about the multitude of pillow sprays I have.
You painted an entire beauty sleep picture for us.
Oh, it's so good.
You know what this makes me think of? So when Atlas was little, like, you know, sometimes we'd put him to bed and then, you know, when you're a new parent or whatever, like you're afraid you're going to wake your kid up. So we'd put on, you know, some sort of white noise track or sometimes we'd be in hotels with him. So I found one, it was like the country cottage, whatever. We put it on, it was soothing. We were in the country cottage. Like the third track, he was asleep, but the third track was like by the fire.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the volume on this track seemed a little bit to me like louder than the other. All of a sudden, and it's crackling. It sounds like a fire, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he wakes up screaming.
I don't know, I'm laughing.
It was because I was laughing too because I go in and I was like, no wonder he's screaming. Like after we calmed him, of course, first we took care of the child. Don't worry. It's the poor freaking kid probably thought he was on fire. His body was on fire. Like all of a sudden the sound of like a fire. I don't know about you, but an ocean is way more soothing than a crackling fire. Just be careful with the crackling fire relaxation
That's
tracks,
scary.
Guys, especially if you have small children around, like that could go, it could go wrong. It went wrong for us.
The fire sound while you're sleeping. No, I don't want a crackling fire.
And it was also just had like a lot of wind sound to it. It was not a pleasant country fire. And it was funny because the rest of them were like, oh, but the country cottage was like birds and like all these other country cottagey tracks, like a little wind, trickling broom. But then the fire threw in there and that woke him up right away. So be careful with what you choose to put on.
No, that's good advice. That's good advice. You want to check all the track listing.
Yeah. Oh my God. I want to end on that note, not give you a raise one, but I do have a good one to round out summer. Paul, I've been hearing a lot of our guests say this and people say this, that they were like, oh yeah, I got to take care of my body more. Mm-hmm. So we put all these serums on our face and like, you know, what are we doing down there? My new body product is Paula's Choice 5% Niacinamide Body Serum. I don't like to mess around with my face serums too often because I don't want to, but I was like, let me just try this. This shit is good. You will see visible results.
Oh, that's what we need.
Like I've been putting it on my chest and I swear to you, the spottiness is less spotty, but the place that I've really noticed a difference is I've been putting it on my butt and thighs. And we all know, yes, I'm sure we're going to get a 1-star review as soon as I reveal it again. I have bumps on my butt. Nobody likes when I talk about my butt. It is folliculitis is what Dr. Dendy Engelman told me. The Hiba Cleanse soap really helps, but there's still discoloration if a bump heals. Like I still have like a purplish mark where it was. The 5% niacinamide body serum is really working. I'm not about to put a face serum on my butt. I like don't have the money for that. But this is already has like skincare properties in a body lotion. So I think that my butt looks less spotty too.
That's great.
Should I be in the Paula's Choice ad? Hey, everyone, my butt.
People like Paula's Choice products a lot, so I'm not surprised.
Do you think that she'll like me talking about my spotty butt and how that helps with my spotty butt?
Listen, if it moves product, maybe.
So anyway, raise a wand to that. Go put on your ocean sleepy and get your beauty sleep. Good night.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.